You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Thank you. That was Silent No. We have a special guest in the house. Okay, hello. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Neeja Chandna Peters. I'm from India, in New Delhi, and I'm an artist, and I work with abstraction and geometry. I'm here for my show in Sydney, which is a group show by the Drawing Collective at the Draw Space in Newtown.
Beautiful. And that's where you met her, Carolyn?
Yeah, I was there at the opening on Thursday night, and Neeja's artwork was a beautiful painting that was, it reminded me of colored windows, just that instantly made me feel just peaceful and happy. And then when I looked up Neeja's work, and it was more of the same, it was just beautiful, like almost kaleidoscopes of color. And I guess my first question is, I'd love to know what your relationship with color is.
Yeah, thank you, Caroline. It's such a pleasure being here on FM Radio Sydney, Eastside FM. So color for me is so much joy and harmony, like music, how you play with chords in music, you play with the colors and harmonize. I find the process of harmonizing color using geometry very contemplative and meditative.
Absolutely. I think it was Kandinsky who first talked about music and color, being able to create music with color like that. And your work definitely portrays that feeling to me, definitely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And you recently had a solo show in Armidale at the New England Regional Art Museum. What was that like, coming from somewhere like New Delhi to a country town like Armidale? How did that feel?
Absolutely amazing. I loved Armidale so much. Such a beautiful place, lovely weather. I was here in September.
Oh, lovely.
The show was from August to September, and it was called Ley Lines, and it was a body of work that I had been creating from 2019 to 2024. And so it had a range of, you know, artwork, including paintings, some large canvases, and small paperwork drawings and colored paintings. It was really nice being in Armidale, and especially at NIRAM, where, you know, it's such a beautiful community of art lovers and people who are so passionate about art.
And where else in the world has your art taken you?
Well, I had my first solo exhibition in Portland, Oregon, in the United States. In fact, I had two solo exhibitions in Portland in the United States. And I've been part of various biennales and international exhibitions, approximately about 500 overseas during the pandemic and later as well. Some of them were online, but quite a few offline as well. We had a Drawings Collective show in Paris where I went, and the same collective that is also exhibiting here in Sydney now in the Draw Space.
Tell me more about the Drawing Collective.
Yeah, the Drawing Collective is a cohort or a group of artists, a collective of artists. And this was founded by an artist, Munira Naqvi, about 11 years ago. And she is from Maine, United States. And there are artists from about 15 countries, 35 of us together. It's a virtual group, and we connected through this common ground that we have of exploring abstraction and drawing, quite a few geometric drawings, in fact, and the immediacy or intimacy of the drawings, you know. And that was something that became, as the founder says, a common ground to connect artists across borders and across cultural and linguistic barriers.
And most important question, when can we expect you to be in Australia again?
Hopefully very soon. I'm going to be my work is going to be exhibited somewhere in September this year as well.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, and hopefully I should be here back next year sometime too.
Do you know where your work will be? Where we can see it in September?
September, there are, there's a biennale that's going to happen in Australian Biennale. So one of the works is going to be part of that here in Sydney itself.
Oh, that's so exciting. I look forward to it. Okay. If anyone listening would like to see some of Neerja's work, you can look at her Instagram at neerjapeters.art, and that's spelt NEERJAPETERS.ART. Or you can look at her website, www.duendethestudio.com. And we've asked Neerja to choose for us a song to play that inspires her while she paints. So would you like to tell us a little bit about this one? It's called Toujoum by Nasibo Lal and Abida Parfin. Why is this song so inspiring to you?
The song is about a Sufi connection. It is about the joy of, relating to your beloved and in a spiritual connection. And it's about how it takes you away from the whole world and takes you into a meditative zone where you just lose yourself and, in fact, find yourself and become one with the beloved, who could be a divine power. For me, it is art. And that's how I relate to art.
That is absolutely beautiful. And I think a lot of us feel that way about music. So let's hear this song. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us, Neerja. It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure for me too. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.